This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're here with you 2 to 6 every day. Thank you so much for listening. We will be in Clearwater tomorrow and Wednesday.
Hey, going to rain Wednesday?
It does. Well, we'll be in the booth Wednesday anyway.
Yeah. No, I'm all like sun, you know, you go out after.
Yeah. Well, we could still
go
out.
Well, it's not northeast rain.
Yeah, it always.
It's probably going to rain for 30 minutes and be done.
That's usually the way.
Yeah, that's Florida. You know how Florida works.
It'll be nice tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah. 75.
Yeah, we'll be talking to Bryce Harper.
Meet me at the Tiki Bar, man.
Yeah, we'll talk to. Meet us all at the Tiki Bar. We'll be doing the show from the Tiki Bar.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, let me tell you something about doing the show at the Tiki Bar. There's a lot of people around.
There are a lot of people around. A
lot of distractions.
That's your favorite.
Oh, you know me.
The more people, the better is honestly your motto.
I like being around people. I don't like being around, well, during the show, it is a challenge sometimes for somebody like me who likes things to be particular way.
You know how many
what
birds, Super Bowl champs we're going to get at the
wait for the Eagles chance during the game tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Well, why don't we talk a little Phils from Mr. Phil.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Man, it's a big weekend.
Yeah.
Saturday, the game is only on WIP exclusively. There's no stream or anything.
Yeah.
They got shut out. They lost 1-0.
Oh, no.
Then yesterday, a nice little split squad.
There you go.
Sanchi was up to 98.
Like that.
Yeah, dude. He's going to put it together. He was already really good last year. Feels like a top 7 Cy Young kind of year for Chris Sanchez.
Top 7?
Yeah. Wow. He's going to finish top 7 Cy Young.
Why not top 5?
Well, I'm not sure. We don't need to get the thing. There's a lot of good pitchers in the
NL. 7 is just an odd number. Top 5.
Well, because I think he was top 10 Cy Young last year. Okay. So, you know, I want to put him in the 5-7 range of the Cy Young.
I'm feeling a 3.07 ERA from Sanchez this year.
All
that's
right.
What I want. 3.07.
We take that all day. Gabriel Rincones Jr. went yard again.
He's had quite a spring.
Everyone's getting excited. All the prospects.
So, just asking, these his spring production, we do count.
Yeah. A guys we don't know yet.
Yeah.
They count. Boehm,
out there is okay.
Boehm had 2 wind-blown home runs yesterday.
Right, his don't count.
Yeah, got you.
I was just making sure.
How old is Rincones a Philly this year?
No, he's 23, though. So
Within
next year he's starting.
Outfielder?
Left field. Yeah, he's a corner outfielder guy. So.
And is he well thought of, or is he just having a big spring?
No, he's pretty well thought of.
Okay.
He's a top 10 prospect in the system.
Okay.
So he kind of counts. But the big news, well, hold on, one more real quick. Alvarado was up to 101 yesterday, which is big because last year he was like 95, 96.
Jose.
If he can get back up to 101, best shape of his life, pitching for a new contract.
Like it.
They need it because the bullpen I was worried about last week, like we talked about.
Yep.
So they need him. But the big one, Taiwan Walker. You want to talk about velocity?
There it
yeah.
is. Ike. I'm holding
yep.
up. There it
yep.
is. Yep. There it is. Yep. I knew it. Yep.
I knew what he was talking about too.
Yep.
His first start last year in spring training, 89, was struggling to break 90. He's up to 94 yesterday. So
didn't he give up 2 home runs yesterday?
Yeah, one. And it was a golf shot. It was kind of lucky.
Okay, another wind blown.
Yeah.
Everything's wind blown except for Rincones Jr. But I thought this quote from Rob Thompson after to reporters was hilarious. They asked about Taiwan Walker and his spot, I guess, in the rotation, his spot in the rotation. He said, "Who knows? Jobs are up for grabs. The best guy is going to get it." So they clarified. They're like, well, you mean more like a bullpen arm, right, Rob? Like a long man in the bullpen? And Rob said, no, the rotation. I mean, if somebody else doesn't throw well and he's throwing great, you know, who knows what's going to happen? We've got a ways to go. And it usually works itself out.
Managing it in the spring is even better.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Dude, it's so good. Yeah, I'm sure he's going to take Ranger out of the rotation if Ranger's getting shelled in spring training to put Taiwan right in there. It's a good acting job. I appreciate it.
You don't think? If Ranger didn't look good all spring after how he looked in the second half of the year and Taiwan looks good and they're trying to trade him, you don't think there's a chance?
Dude, if Taiwan looks anything good, they want him out there if not for trade bait, right?
In spring, yeah. I don't think they want him out in the regular season for trade bait.
Hmm. Well, it's going to be hard to trade him if he's not pitching in a regular season.
Yeah. Well, they can trade him now. You can trade him now.
I see what you're saying. Trade him, got you.
Show the velocities up. Juice the guns. That's why I probably let him know.
Wow, Taiwan hit 103 today.
Juice the guns.
Yeah, and on the same gun, Chris Sanchez hit 115.
Yep. So I just appreciate the acting job they're doing with Taiwan. They're really pumping it up. And then, according to Matt Gelb, the Phillies and Schwarber's camp have engaged in broad contract extension talks this spring, according to Major League sources, but nothing is perceived as imminent. I would like them to re-sign Kyle Schwarber. I think he's really important to the team.
Important to what, Jack?
It's important to the culture of the team.
The culture of the team that collapsed, that collapsed against the Diamondbacks, collapsed down the stretch last. I like Kyle Schwarber. I just want to be clear. Let's
doesn't sound like it.
Well, no, I do. I'm just saying, let's really look at ourselves when we talk about how important anybody is to this team's culture. When I feel like they all get along, which is fine,
right?
But I don't know.
You think that's part of the issue is everybody is a culture guy. It's a clubhouse.
I'm trying to think of the players who, if their contract was running out, I would say absolutely we have to extend them. If their contract was running out.
Okay. So, would you rather extend, let's say, Schwarber or Castellanos?
Neither.
Schwarber.
Schwarber. Okay.
Schwarber.
Schwarber,
yeah.
Or JT?
Schwarber.
Schwarber.
Okay.
They're
the ones that are really coming up, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying the only players on this team that I feel like are absolute, that I would definitely, even if, let's say their contract was coming up, Bryce Wood, yes. Zach Wheeler Wood, yes. Nola Sanchez, yes.
Position players are tougher. I mean, pitchers are fine.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do it.
You
32
would.
Years old. What is he? 30. Actually, his birthday is tomorrow.
So he's 33 tomorrow?
No, his birthday is Wednesday.
So we're talking what? A 2-year extension?
He'll be 32.
He'll be 32. Oh,
yes. Okay. He'll be 32 Wednesday.
Could be a 3-year.
I'd go a 3-year extension.
I don't want any of these things. If this is a disappointing year, I don't want to go into next offseason and say, look, we can't do X because we did Y.
Yeah.
That's all. There were talks about a JT extension. I would have a meltdown
JT. I would not go JT.
Schwarber, I guess, is if the number, what number are we talking about, Jack? 20, what does he make now, 25?
He makes 18 now, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
we're going down to 15? Or we got to go up
to 20? They might put him at the same number, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what I'm getting out of Schwarber, though.
Yeah. We hope.
Yeah, so he's 20 this year. It goes up. So, yeah. About $20 million a year. Okay.
I'd give him 3 years, $60 million deal.
Yeah.
I like Kyle Schwarber.
I'm not
saying that you don't. Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah. I even moving forward, Schwarber is someone I would want on the team. Like you brought up Casty, JT. We can move on from them. They're going to move on from Ranger.
Bohm, probably, when it's contract
up. Bohm, I'm not so sure about. You guys are way too early on Bohm. That's an all-star third baseman. Understand that.
It's good to have you back.
Yep. Yep.
Paul George missed 10 all-star teams.
I'll show you the video of him crying in the dugout against the Royals if you want.
No, don't ever want to see that again. Don't ever want to see that again.
I just want flexibility.
For Schwarber, I would.
I just want flexibility for this offseason.
You don't want to sign anyone to an extension.
I don't. Personally, no. Because, JT walks this offseason. That's $20 million.
Yeah.
But then besides... 25. Besides that, Taiwan's on the payroll next year. That's the only contract coming off the books. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I want to make sure that they have the ability to truly pivot next. If this is a pause year, then that means that next year there's not pause anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
But he's my DH, though.
Okay. All right.
At least I feel like I can count on 35 to 40 home runs from him.
I like Schwarber a lot.
Like, yeah. Good vibes in the clubhouse.
I just want to make sure that moving forward, they're not locking themselves into a team that they don't believe in.
I agree.
You know, that's it.
Yep.
That's it.
I agree with you.
Like Schwarber. Like Schwarber. Absolutely. Yep. Jack, is that it? In the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report?
Yeah.
And we're already stuck with
everybody.
Knowles.
Yes. But we like Evan Knowles.
I'm thinking about the older players who are going to be here for about the next 5 years.
Yes. Castellano has 2 years left.
Two.
He has two left? I thought he was having...
He's got this year and next year.
Yeah. JT, this is it.
Right.
Trey is 100 years from now. Bryce is 100 years from now. Yeah. Wheeler Knoll, 100 years from now.
Yeah.
You Boom know. Coming up.
Yes.
Boom coming up.
Thought coming up-ish.
Yeah. But those guys don't make anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For another 2 years.
Okay. You know, Ike, every time, you know, I look at our board here full of callers, and I would say at least once a day, there is one that says something that Chad from Downingtown says, that there is a spike issue or something on the line.
Uh-oh.
Chad in Downingtown, you're on WIP.
Hey there, Spike.
See, they always start that way, too. Hi, Chad.
This is the accountability show.
Oh, boy.
So,
okay.
When you're telling Corey to calm down about you letting Jaden Daniels off the hook in a regular season game, you were the one that was starting all the worry about Jalen's knee. Like, that was you and that was the camera. There's nobody else.
Okay.
Shut his hole!
Two things. First of all, the only context I gave to the Jaden Daniels thing was that the Commanders played him close in that game, and Daniels, we could tell from our eyes, didn't look like he was him. As for Jalen Hurts' knee... He is the starting quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, and a significant part of his game is running. So if he has a knee issue, and I can guarantee you, Joe DeCameron and I were not the only two people mentioning Jalen Hurts' knee issue.
The only two.
Well,
yep.
Kyle Quinn, but I don't consider him a real person.
No, but that's a good...
Come on, dude!
That's a good call by you. If the quarterback has a knee problem... And he runs a lot of the time. I don't think it's crazy to be concerned about it, and I don't think I was the only person.
No, I agree with you. It wasn't crazy to be concerned, but I'm saying you were concerned and you were voicing that, and
okay.
And Corey's telling you one thing, and you're saying, well, I never said that. You did. So, accountability, just take the accountability.
We need that accountability, just accountability.
Okay, makes a good point.
I'll consider it, Chad. I'll consider it.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
So, main point for Phil's is I understand we didn't do a lot in the offseason, and I wasn't really expecting much this offseason, but I think, like, Lizardo, if he keeps on showing what he's showing in the spring, which is looking like he was 2 years ago, that's a massive pickup that just is not really talked about. So, I'm kind of okay with where the Phil's are right now. Like, Philly is a spot where when we get doubted, we usually perform better. I think the guys are going to, you know, have a good season, and then it just comes down to playoffs. And like you've said, they haven't performed well towards the end of playoffs the last couple of years. But if they can just put together what they've put together in the 22 run for a full postseason, we have the players. We just need to produce.
Well, see, I like what you said there, Chad, about the doubting them and maybe they exceed our expectations. That's where I'm at. They got a little doubt there, a little concern. Not much apathy, but it's there a little bit, right? It's there a little bit there with the team. And quite frankly, Castellanos brought this up. He's the one who said, and I'm paraphrasing, but maybe they'll play better without the high expectations. You know, they didn't do a whole lot this offseason, so no one's expecting anything from them. And if they happen to play well or exceed those expectations, it's a pleasant surprise. Maybe that's, you know, it's not what you want to hear coming out of the clubhouse from the players, but maybe that's what their mindset is. Maybe we put too much pressure on them last year. They came out fast, right? Because it was all about winning the division, and we're not just trying to get into the playoffs. We want to win a division. They focused on that, and then all of a sudden came June, and all we could talk about is getting to October. We couldn't get to October fast enough. And then they wilted under the pressure the second half of the season. They never looked the same after the All-Star break. Well, really, after they came back from London.
Yeah, it was London.
It was
really
the London trip, really,
Yep.
Yeah, so that's about it.
Okay. Chad, give us, for next question today, give us some an ability or skill you wish you had.
I just wish I could throw 100 miles an hour.
That,
you know.
What's it like, Jack?
I wish I could touch 90, you know.
What was the hardest pitch you've ever thrown?
86 miles an hour.
Okay.
At the Iron Pigs. Talk about a juiced gun.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's when the Huskies saw me and they were like, that's our guy.
Is that what the, is that when you and
No, this is real life back in high school.
Oh.
A little carpenter cut.
Well, where'd you get to when you and Gilio did it?
Like 78.5.
78.5. Just say 79.
Well, I'm trying to be accurate because
how long was your shoulder in pain after you hit 78.5?
A little while.
Yeah.
It's hard to bounce back.
Yeah, it is. Well, you probably went in cold, I would imagine, as well.
Yeah, mostly. Well, I just sprint there because, I was late.
Oh, yeah.
It was the 11 a.m. game. I'm supposed to get to Reading for a bit.
Were you walking there?
I basically did. I had to walk like halfway across the stadium, and I didn't have cleats on. It's a bunch of nonsense.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Golly.
Here's the quote from Castellanos that you mentioned.
What gives you confidence that this lineup can go deep into October?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to go deep in October. I don't know any of that. All I know is that we need to stay healthy and prepare in spring training and get ready for the season. That's so far down the road. But I do think that we have less pressure as a team this year, you know, especially with like everything the media said about us when we lost last year, and we didn't really go out and make any crazy changes. So like if we lose, you guys look smart, which is dope, right? But then if we win, it's like a happy surprise. So like it's kind of a freeing place to play baseball. You know what I mean?
I do, Casty. I kind of like that.
What the media said about us? All it was all true, buddy. I mean, you had a great start. We're basically a below 500 team for 3.5 months, and then the offense went completely cold against the Mets and lost in 4 games to a team that snuck into the playoffs. Hmm? The half of that team was outcasts, you know, guys on 1-year deals or expiring deals. I don't know. I hope he's taking it personally.
Yeah.
I hope the whole thing he said about the media doubting them and so on and so forth. I'm glad he said the media, not the fans, by the way. I appreciate that. I hope he's taking it personally, and I hope they are taking what was said about them personally.
Yeah.
Because certainly after the year, they didn't sound like a team that was taking it personally. They sounded like a team that was like, well, you know,
baseball.
It happened.
Well, that's my fear about this year is that it seems like their whole plan is just hope that you're hot at the right time. Like, it just seems like so much hope, rather than this is what we're going to do. They seem to be buying into the it's kind of a luck thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask this, though. Are they – so they're wrong for their approach to this with that, right? Would you agree? You don't agree with their approach.
I think they're wrong with their approach. If they think that what happened last year was luck, a little bit is. There's always some luck in baseball. There is something to that. But the manager and the general manager said our approach at the plate has to change.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go into the playoffs. You have to be able to get through a series if you're not hot and sort of grind your way through it. And they have never seemed like a team that has been able to grind their way through it, right?
Yeah.
So I agree. I think he's wrong. If they think there is nothing wrong with their approach and they just got unlucky, I actually think that's wrong.
Well, it sounds to me that they believe, well, you could be the better team on paper or in the regular season, but you need to be playing your best late in the season. It's the hot team that normally gets through the playoffs.
Yes.
Is what it sounds like they're trying to convince themselves. I don't know if you can go out and intentionally not play well for a first half.
Yeah, and then play well.
And then play well in the second half.
If you
you can't do that.
If you could choose to be hot, everyone would just choose to be hot.
And it's not like the Mets won the World Series. The teams that won the World Series, or made the World Series,
were better
the
teams.
Best. They were the one seed.
Yes.
Yes. They just played well. They played good baseball.
Yeah. Yes, we caught the Mets hot, and they beat us.
Correct.
Yes.
But the Dodgers caught them hot, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Dodgers had no problem with them.
And for what it's worth, in the second half, the Mets had plenty of opportunities to wilt. They didn't win 8 out of every 10 games for the second half of the season.
Oh, you're right.
There were losing streaks for the Mets. Mm-hmm. Their entire season came down to the last game. And I think even inside, we were all rightly, even if we didn't say it out loud, rightly a little bit worried about playing a team that had that much juice going on at the time.
I tried to convince myself nothing to worry about.
But it wasn't.
I got bullied out of that opinion.
You did. But it wasn't like. Good for the good of the show.
I remember that you did.
But it wasn't like the Phillies were playing well and just ran into the hot team. The Phillies hadn't been playing well since June.
So we were more worried about that than we were the actual Mets.
Yeah. I think so.
And I don't think they have an answer. That's my issue.
Yes.
See, that's what I'm saying. I did the whole tough guy. I ain't afraid of New York. I want New York. When everybody was saying, no, we don't want to play New York. I went the other way with that, and it backfired.
Yes. And by the way, I started off terrified of New York, and I was like, I'll just go with Ike on this. I agree. Screw them. You know, I had a little revenge for me. Yeah. And by the way, revenge for me was not only watching the Mets beat the Phillies, but it was doing it with my former WFAN colleagues standing to the right of us, having the best moment that the Mets have had since 1986.
Yes. That made me not ever want to go to a road game again, man. Yes.
I know. You thought it was going to be like Houston.
I did.
Little Neil, you had a problem.
And we were in their video being sad after the Lindor Grand Slam.
Ike made them doctor the video after he got running up and down the
I didn't. Hold on. We made the video?
Yeah, we were in the video of them celebrating in the background.
Oh, on their phone?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like a Mets highlight
video. No. Thank God. SNY didn't put us putting our heads down. But we were in the background of, I forget if it was Evan's video or whose video it was, but it was somebody's video. We were in the background. Was it Tommy's video? I forget. All right. Coming up next, we are talking about the Phillies today. We will continue to 215-592-9494. But another member of our Eagles delegation was disrespected over the weekend. We will get to that coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.